Alan Isvan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on stress, a worldwide epidemic, and one of the main reasons smart people like you have decided to start meditating. There's a very good reason to be concerned about stress, beyond the fact that it doesn't feel good. In short, the hormones released by our body when we are stressed have many negative impacts on our health, including heart attacks and stroke, as well as a lowering of our immune response. In addition, our stress response diverts blood from our brain to our muscles, which is why we can't think clearly when we're stressed. Let's dig a little deeper so we can truly understand what stress actually is, what happens inside our body when we allow ourselves to become stressed too often, and then we'll talk about how to eradicate stress from our lives. Stress is defined as a state of mental or emotional strain or tension, resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. While we generally think of stress as a mental response, it is actually also a physical response. We anticipate something bad happening, or we're in the middle of it, and our body reacts physically to the event. When we were living in caves, stress generally implied danger, so our body switched to fight or flight mode, and in some cases, freezing mode. When stressed, our body creates hormones like adrenaline, cortisol, and norepinephrine to prepare the physical body to fight or to run away. These hormones shut down bodily functions that are not required for survival at that moment, including digestion, and the physical body gets agitated. We get into an aggressive mode and our mental capacity is diminished. Have you ever noticed that you're more irritable and get more angry when you're stressed? This is caused by your stress hormones. Their role in a fight or flight situation is to make you aggressive and to power your muscles. No wonder you get physically twitchy and irritated when you're stressed. On top of it all, we can't think straight when we're stressed because blood is diverted from our brain and sent to our muscles so that we can run fast or fight harder. Wait, there's more. Blood pressure goes up, and so does our blood sugar level to give our muscles more energy. That causes our body to generate more insulin, and it leads to inflammation and scarring inside of our blood vessels, among other things. In addition, cortisol causes our white blood cells to change and become more prone to sticking to the walls of our blood vessels. This causes plaque and hardening of our arteries. The result is that stress literally and physically causes heart disease. And if you thought that was it, the negative implications of stress continue. Our immune system is weakened and healing slows. This makes sense because in a fight or flight situation, all your energy needs to be focused on the fight or flight response, not long-term benefits of a strong immune system. And finally, stress also impacts our sleep, which in and of itself has many detrimental effects. Stress is nature's way of helping us deal with imminent physical danger, but given that we're almost never in actual physical danger anymore, we should be feeling less stressed now than we did 100 years ago, and yet the opposite has happened. We now feel stressed throughout the day. We get cut off in traffic, listen to sad news on TV, get some minor bad news in an email, we worry about a presentation or a test, we get a negative comment on a social media post. We allow minor things to stress us, and our body was simply not built to be in a constant state of stress. If we allow this to continue, the constant stress hormones flowing through our body are going to make us sick and tired, and divert energy from our brain, which is exactly the opposite of what we want and need. What we really need is to supercharge our brain so we can feel positive and hopeful and have the clarity and deep thoughts, so we can solve problems and move civilization forward. If you want to be at the top of your game in business and in life, you have to eradicate stress from your life, and you can do this in at least two important ways. The first is to adjust your mindset and change how you think about things that stress you. The new you doesn't get stressed when stuck in traffic, because the new you enjoys the quiet time listening to music, a podcast, or an audiobook. The new you doesn't get stressed when somebody says something negative to you or about you, because you're trying to improve yourself, and this feedback could be helpful as you seek to grow. You transform your mindset to view the world through a different lens, and that in itself can lower stress very quickly and permanently. The second key way of dealing with stress is, of course, meditation, and it does this in a few different ways. First, it gives you a bit of time every day to be still and calm your mind. You'll find that as you practice, your body will start demanding that you sit and meditate. It will need it. Second, it lowers stress hormones in your body, which will automatically make you more relaxed and less irritable throughout the day. Third, meditation teaches you simple techniques like breathing and visualization, which you can quickly use to avoid a stressful situation. Not only is meditation a tool we can instantly pull out of the toolbox when we are stressed out, but when practiced daily, it can become a shield and prevent stress from happening in the first place. Now that you know how important it is to eradicate stress and that it is actually possible, let's shift from the reflection phase to the observation phase. Welcome to Zen and Now. Please enjoy this powerful mindful meditation based on a simple 1-2 breathing and counting technique. You can use this skill whenever you need to relax. Take a deep breath with your stomach and then exhale fully until there's no more air in your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you do this. Repeat this one more time and then breathe normally. As you sit quietly, your mind will wander. It is perfectly normal, so don't feel bad and try to return to your breath. Just sit and breathe. Now start counting your breaths. One at the end of the inhale and two at the end of the exhale. One. Two. Counting your breaths helps you stay focused. By waiting until the end of the inhale and exhale, it enables you to focus even more on the breath. Continue to count your breaths for the duration of the session. If you get distracted, repeat the word breathing and just remember to count and even visualize the numbers in front of you if it helps. You'll hear a soft bell every 30 seconds to remind you to come back to the 1-2 breathing pattern. Just breathe. Thank you. Congratulations for completing this mindful meditation session. Remember to use this breathing and counting pattern anytime you need to relax or take a break. At your desk, in traffic, on a plane, even 20 seconds is powerful. If you're ever in a stressful situation, reflect back on this lesson. First, remember that your first reflex should be a mindset adjustment. Quickly change how you view what happened so that it is positive or at least neutral. Someone cuts you off in traffic? That's neutral. Let it go. Someone gives you some negative feedback? Well, now you're learning something about that person and yourself. That's positive. Your second reflex is to use a mindfulness technique like deep breathing or counting your breaths right away. And of course, doing your meditations every day will help you transform your mindset and teach you mindfulness techniques. You're going to be very well equipped to eradicate stress. So with that, it is now time to set an intention. Today, we're going to set an intention to eradicate stress by doing our meditations every day and to quickly refer back to a simple meditation like taking a deep breath and counting breaths when we feel stressed or anticipating a stressful event like a difficult meeting or discussion. The better you get at quickly detecting the stressful moment and shifting your mindset, the more it is going to become a reflex. So today, look for hints that stress is entering your mindset and step back from it. For example, if someone cuts you off in traffic, take a deep breath to interrupt the stress. Or if you're having a worrying thought and it is not helping in any way, which is usually the case, quickly snap back to breathing exercise or visualization you learned in this program and remind yourself that worrying only makes things worse. You'll learn to see the stressful moment come ahead of time and you'll be able to tell it to go away because new you doesn't get stressed out about stuff like this anymore. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.